Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The end of all things is at hand. Jesus told us how these days would be: wars and earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and terror. That should sound all very familiar now, doesn't it? But remember what else he said. When you see these things, lift up your head, for your salvation draws nigh. In the midst of things we do not understand, Jesus encourages us. He draws us to himself, because as Peter says, the end of all things is nigh. And we look for our Lord to return just as he ascended. In these troublesome days when science seems to rule society and the word of God is increasingly laid aside, there has been more fear and trembling enter our assemblies. Science should be theology's handmaiden, but the servant has risen up against its master, and as a result, there is much fear-mongering going on. The news media sings its siren refrain beckoning you to despair, and so increase their ratings. Government leaders point to Dame Science and assure us that it is unsafe to worship, and that we are not permitted to gather. We begin to think our neighbor is our enemy, for he or she may have the bug that is going to kill our body. This constant refrain of fear and death has sent most of us running for cover. Lord, have mercy upon us. But I say to you, dear Christians, stand up. Resist the temptation to despair and fear. Do not give in to it. Stand against it. Repent of your Thomas-like unbelief in your Lord and his resurrection to eternal life. And for pastors, this is for you too. Your strength may be flagging some. Your mind may be overtired. Your spirits a bit low. But I say to you, pick up your heads, straighten your backs, close your hand and strengthen your grip on the rod and staff that have been placed into your hands, and shepherd your flocks with the word of God in prayer. Do not be afraid, brothers. The Apostle Peter reminds us that we live eschatologically, that is, we live in the end of days. He urges us to be self-controlled. He urges a sober outlook and a frame of mind. Running around in fear is the mark of those whose faith is based in supposedly unchanging scientific evidence and thought. And Christians live differently. We live in these last days calm and joyful, for we know we have the victory. We do not fear the one who can kill the body, but we rely on him who created it, redeemed it, and made us holy. Remember, O people, that you are the baptized. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is building a great thing. Pestilence, overbearing governments, or persecution cannot stop it or tear it down. Hell cannot overcome it. The devil cannot overthrow it. It cannot be shut down or locked up. Do not despair. Lift up your hearts. The Lord strengthens the weak arm. The Lord raises up the fallen. The Lord scoffs at those who mock him and his holy bride. But he lifts up his countenance upon you and gives you peace. Thus we stand in these tenuous days and do our Christian duty. We have been given gifts so that we may serve one another. But some may say, I am afraid. What are you afraid of? Disease? Death? Repent of your unbelief. Christ is risen. But it is very true that some of you are desperately afraid. Some of you were once rocks, but now are looking every which way for comfort and reassurance. Some of you are fearful to see your Christian brethren. Some of you are even afraid of the chalice of life. There are those of you who aren't sure if you ever want to meet again and will settle for the ether of video. Jesus knows this. He is merciful. It is why he says so often in his scriptures, Come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and do not be afraid, and the like. He knows your weakness, your desperation, your fear, your shame, your sin. He has taken it into his body on the tree and drowned it in his holy blood. Christ, and he only, is your strength and shield, your confidence, and your rock. Take it from an apostle who lived through it. Listen to St. Peter. We needn't run and hide. There is no reason to cower. You have the Holy Spirit and his eternal life in your baptism. And he has given you self-control as a gift from heaven. And he is the one who helps us to discipline body, mind, and emotion so that we can weather these gales. He makes us sober-minded, so we know where to fix our thoughts and emotions. He points us to Jesus, who displays his holy wounds to us. For you, Jesus says, for you in your distress, my body and blood given and shed for you. I am your life. I am the medicine of your immortality. I am the resurrected and ascended one. Pestilence, devil, hell, and death were caught up in my victory train. As I ascended to our Father's right hand, my foot is pressed upon their throat. Be of good courage. Take heart, O my people. Your life, the life of a baptized disciple, is built upon simple, common, churchly things. It is built upon the apostles' teaching, upon the fellowship, upon the breaking of the bread, and upon the prayers. These are our gifts, and we do not give them up. They are necessary for life, for they are gifts from the Lord. They are necessary for us that we may love and serve each other. Granted, we have had to put things on pause for a short bit. History will tell whether that was wise or not, or whether we should do such a thing again. But we must be who we are. We must take up the holy things, for they are given to us, the holy people. They are our life, our joy, our peace. They are holy gifts of God's grace. Our fathers in the faith suffered much for the simple holy things. They worshiped behind locked doors and in the catacombs. They suffered the betrayal of neighbor and friend. They were branded as outlaws, knaves, and fools, and exiled from their homes and cities. And we too, as all Christians do, will suffer for simple churchly things. We will suffer the scorn and derision of our neighbors and communities. We will suffer the hand of the government as it tries to stop our holy assemblies, our partaking of the Lord's gifts. We may even suffer as brother turns on brother sometimes. We will suffer as our fathers suffered. But we should not be surprised by it and not despair in the face of it. Because we suffer for the one essential thing. We suffer for the sake of Jesus, who gives us the food that endures to eternal life. And it is the right thing to suffer for. We suffer for our confession, for our worship, for our brethren, for our Lord. This is a fruit of sharing in Christ's own suffering. In this life, suffering can be a result of sin or crime. But meeting together is not a sin, nor is it a crime, though we may suffer for it at the hands of sinful men. These days we are suffering rightly for our righteous confession. As Peter says, the judgment that awaits the world first begins in the household of God and will come to a profound climax in the judgment of the world. This is a sobering and difficult idea. And yet, as Peter says, this suffering is also tied to rejoicing. We know that in our suffering, God's glory is being revealed. Because God is being glorified in all these things, we who are encouraged by the holy apostle and the great cloud of witnesses, entrust ourselves into the hand of a faithful Creator. Is this not what we pray every day? Into thy hands we commend ourselves, our body, our soul, and all things. This is the prayer for the end of the day and the end of times. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is a time for our sanity and sobriety. While the world is losing its mind, we have the mind of Christ. Our minds are set on things above, not on things below. We partake of the Lord's body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. Christ is risen from the dead. No pestilence, no government agency, no fearful citizen can change a word of that. It's been tried plenty, but it always fails, for Christ is risen. We live in an openness to one another, in love that covers a multitude of sin. We practice hospitality when the tendency is to be antisocial. We gather to receive the life of Jesus in his word, from his font, from his chalice. We are the baptized children of God, who, though often fearful and trembling, are certain of our forgiveness and rejoice in our Lord and his promises. We lift our eyes and look forward to the last day when Christ will raise us and all the dead and give eternal life to us and to all believers in Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend James and Deaconess Crystal Neuendorf, who served the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.